Target Pride collection includes items for children and babies. By Hannah Blow on May 12, 2023. Target has released its latest Pride collection ahead of what society has deemed Pride Month in June, which the far left uses to heavily push their radical gender ideology upon adults and children alike. Despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of Americans do not identify as LGBT. This year's Pride collection, commonly displayed prominently toward the front of stores, features myriad items marketed toward not only adults, but children and babies as well. A brief look at the adult clothing section online shows men in rainbow-clad pajamas, swim shorts, and rompers. At least two shirts celebrate drag with images of famed drag queens Trixie Mattel and Katya. Target is also selling a hoodie that reads, "Not a phase," and the website also features an image of what appears to be a biological woman wearing a shirt which reads, "Busy thinking about girls." Another shirt on display reads, "Queer, queer, queer, queer." And another long-sleeved shirt features an abstract rainbow image with the text "Super queer." Another shirt for sale reads, "Live, laugh, lesbian." And the department is also offering transgender butterfly socks and a variety of other pride-themed apparel as well. There is also a prominent pride selection for children and babies. The department store is featuring onesies and shirts reading "Bien Proud" in the colors of the Progress Pride flag, which contains additional colors for minorities and transgender individuals. One baby bib reads, "I am proud of you always." And the store offers an array of other pride-themed items for children and babies, from dresses to shoes to socks. Related, OK, Groomer. Compilation of videos unearthed of very stable LGBTQIA+2 and XYZ hash. Target also features a family section with matching pride items for family members. One image shows two women in blue pride shirts with two young boys in pink pride shirts, for example. The store's pride collection is also bringing pets into the mix, pushing pride tank tops for cats and dogs, bandanas, toys, and rainbow-colored milk-bone snacks. A quick look at the LGBTQIA+ book section on the website includes Bye Bye Binary by Eric Jerome, marketed to 4 to 8-year-olds, as well as the Pronoun Book by Chris Ayala Kronos, which is suggested for children 0 to 3 years old. It does not end there, either. Target is also pushing everyday home decor items such as mugs, one of which reads "Gender Fluid," as well as rainbow doormats, spatulas, and lawn chairs. All of it appears to be a continuation of the far-left effort to essentially replace the God-given traditional reality of two equal and complementary sexes and replacing it with an interchangeable ideology based solely on feelings and culture rather than biological reality, as Breitbart News has extensively detailed. This is far from Target's first foray onto the pride scene. The company has pushed the envelope for years, doing away with gender-based labeling in the toy aisle in 2015. Right now, our teams are working across the store to identify areas where we can phase out gender-based signage to help strike a better balance. For example, in the kids' bedding area, signs will no longer feature suggestions for boys or girls, just kids, the company said in a statement at the time. In the toys aisles, we'll also remove reference to gender, including the use of pink, blue, yellow or green paper on the back walls of our shelves. You'll see these changes start to happen over the next few months, it said, catering to those who were frustrated or limited by the way things are presented. The following year, Target made waves after bowing to radical transgender ideology, essentially allowing men to use women's restrooms and changing areas. Flashback: in the wake of Target's decision to allow men in women's restrooms and changing rooms, the hashtag boycott Target has exploded across social media and trended as high as number one on US Facebook. Last year, Target opted to collaborate with queer-owned brands, effectively assisting in normalizing gender confusion by selling items such as chest binders to flatten women's breasts. Related, Christian talks about leaving LGBT lifestyle at Freedom March. A 2022 Gallup survey found just 7.2% of the U.S. population identifying as LGBT. Cultural impacts must be considered as well, as that figure, stunningly, has doubled since 2012, when just 3.5% identified as such. Related, former LGBTQ individuals marched through D.C. to celebrate Jesus during Pride Month.